This was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first lesson we learn is that when one Muslim sees another Muslim, he smiles. Automatically the person's heart is feeling down, the person is feeling low. Pitiful smile he sees of somebody lifts him up and makes him feel good. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, he's relating this incident. But obviously that smile had such an effect that he didn't leave it out also in relating the incident. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam smiled at me, وَعَرَفَ مَا فِي وَجْهِ وَمَا فِي نَفْسِي. And from my face he understood what was my condition, what was my condition and what was my internal condition. In other words, what was my external and internal condition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it out. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا أَبَا هِرٍّ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Abu Huraira. Nabi alayhi salam called him with a beautiful name also, Aba Hir, name, word of love, smiled at him, called him, addressed him with word of love, made him feel nice. Qultu, I said, yes, labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am at your service, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ilhaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, join me, wa mada fattaba'atuhu. He proceeded, I followed him. Fadakhala fasta'adhana fa'adhina li. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered his house and then he went in his house and he asked permission for me to come in. In other words, he didn't just take me into his house. He went in and he sought permission for me to go. فَدَخَلْتُ. I entered the house. فَوَجَدَ لَبَنًا فِي قَدَحٍ. I found, he mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam found milk lying in a bowl. فَقَالَ مِنْ أَيْنَ هَذَا اللَّبَنِ. Where did this milk come from? قَالُوا أَهْدَاهُ لَكَ فُلَانًا أَوْ فُلَانًا. A certain man or certain woman had given it to you as a gift. قال أبا هرٍ قل لبيك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال إلحق إلى أهل الصفة فدعوهم لي. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام told me that go to the people of Sufa and call them also, so they can also participate in this. قال وأهل الصفة أضياف الإسلام لا يأوون على أهل ولا مال ولا على أحد. And the people of Sufa, they are the guests of Islam. They had no family, they had no wealth, they had nobody to help them. In other words, they came here just to learn. This was their madrasa. They would stay on that platform. They would stay in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our terms, this was the rez. The university rez at that time was the Sufa. But look at the students and what pitiful condition. But there isn't such a thing as toying and burning and looting and marching. Nothing like that. They stayed in that condition and yet they learned and they learned to such an extent. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu himself, over a few thousand ahadith he himself, he memorized and he narrated to us. In that pitiful, hungry condition. There was no such thing as toying. So the students of our time also can take lesson from this hadith. This is what was their condition and this, look at their behavior. So he went and he called them. وَكَانَ إِذَا أَجَتْهُ صَدَقَةٌ بَعْثَ بِهَا إِلَيْهِمْ. So he said that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would get sadaqah, he would send it to them. And these people, the people of Sufa, they can have it. وَلَمْ يَتَنَاوَلُ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا. He wouldn't take anything from sadaqah. Point to remember, yes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so cautious that he mustn't take anything from sadaqah. Today we are not cautious of taking something from haram. We are not cautious of taking insurance. We are not cautious of taking doubtful things. Grey stock will get involved. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so cautious of taking something that was sadaqah also. He was so careful because he didn't consume from sadaqah. وَإِذَا أَتَتْهُ هَدِيَةٌ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَأَصَابَ مِنْهَا. But if hadiyah came to him, a gift came to him, he would share with them also and he would use it. وَأَشْرَكَهُمْ فِيهَا. He would make them part and parcel of their gift. I've seen this in our Kabir in the Merkez, that sometimes the Arabs would come and they would bring maybe like some sweetmeats. You know, they, in the Arab countries you'll get these baklavas and other sweetmeats. They will come with a tin of it and they will present it. The moment they'll present it to one of the elders there, the buzruks there, immediately he would take it and he'll pass it around. Open it, he'll pass it around and whoever is there, he'll share it with everyone. He wouldn't take that gift and keep it one side. Immediately, this was the style coming from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a gift comes, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam will take it and he'd share it. Aw, call everyone, sabko kilado. Everyone he would feed and make everyone feel special, everyone feel good. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam got this milk. So he told Hazrat Abu Huraira, call all these people, and he made them part of it also. Fasani dhalika faqultu. But Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu saying that at this moment, I didn't feel nice about it because it was one bowl of milk and I was so hungry. And yeah, I had to call so many people to share in it. وَإِذَا, and then he mentions, فَقُلْتُ وَمَا هَذَا اللَّبَنُمْ فِي أَهْلِ السُّفَّةِ. How is this going to fulfill all the people of Sufa? So many of them, one bowl. How is it going to fill everyone's stomach? كُنْتُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ أُصِيبَ مِنْ هَذَا اللَّبَنُ شَرْبَةً أَتَقَوَّى بِهَا. He said, I felt that I was most in need of this milk to drink it and to gain strength from it. فَإِذَا جَاءُوا وَأَمَرَنِي فَكُنْتُ أَنَا أُعْطِيهِمْ وَمَا عَسَى أَيْ يَبْلُغَنِي مِنْ هَذَا اللَّبَنُ. He said that When the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, then I had to disobey. Something, another lesson for us to learn. When it comes to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our job is just to obey and to follow, not to question and to interrogate. So yeah, immediately he obeyed, and he says that I thought in my mind that after everyone drinks, I'm not going to get anything. Because the person who is serving, this is another adab, the person who is serving, he should eat last. Because now he's going around and he's serving, so he should participate last. So he felt that I wouldn't get anything left. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ بُدُّ. And he mentioned that we had to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every time. فَأَتَيْتُهُمْ فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ. I went to them, I called them, فَقْبَلُوا وَاسْتَأْذَنُوا. So they came and they also sought permission to enter. فَأَذِنَ لَهُمْ. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them permission to enter. وَأَخَذُوا مَجَالِسَهُمْ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. So they all took their spots and they all sat in the house. قال يا أبا هريرة. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, وَأَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قُلْتُ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ خُذْ فَأَعْطِهِمْ. Take this and give them. قال فَأَخَذْتُ الْقَدْحَ. I took that bowl. فَجَعَلْتُ أَعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرُبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلَى الْقَدْحِ. فَأَعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرُبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلَى الْقَدْحِ. فَأَعْطِيهِ الرَّجُلَ فَيَشْرُبُ حَتَّى يَرْوَى ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلَى الْقَدْحِ حَتَّى انْتَهَيْتُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They said, I took the bowl and I gave it to the first person. He drank and he gave me back. I took it, I gave it to the second person. He drank properly. He gave me back. I took it to the third person. He said, I continued going like this. Another masala we learn is people are sitting in tartib. If they're sitting in an orderly fashion, then we should always start from the right, moving towards the left. So from the right towards the left, if people are sitting in all directions, some here, some there, some in the back, some, then the person can serve from wherever he wishes to serve. But if the people are sitting in order, always try and start serving from the right hand side. So then he said he started and he served. And then each one he gave until he reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقد روى القوم كله فأخذ القدح فوضعه على يده فنظر إلي فتبسم. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام took this thing, he placed it, he took it, and he looked at me and he smiled. So Abu Huraira is saying again, the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at me and he smiled. So then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at me and he smiled. فقال يا أبا هر. Again he said يا أبا هر. In other words, beautiful name for Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. قلت لبيك يا رسول الله قال بقيت أنا وأنت. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it's only me and you now that is left. Qultu sadaqta ya Rasulullah. I replied, you have spoken the truth, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, uq'ud fashrab. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, sit and drink. Another thing, the lesson we learn, is that when we are drinking milk or something, then it's better for us to sit and drink. Faqa'adtu fasharibtu. So I sat and I drank. Faqala ishrab fasharibtu. So he told me, drink, and I drank. فَمَا زَالَ يَقُولُ. He kept on telling me, ishrab, ishrab, drink, drink, drink. حَتَّى قُلْتُ. Until I told him, لَا وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أَجِدُ لَهُ مَسْلَكَ. That I take an oath in that person that has sent you with the haqq, with the truth, I don't have any more place to drink. This was from the mu'ajiza and the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ فَأَرِنِي. Then Nabi alayhi salatu and told him, okay, now give it to me. فأعطيته. I gave him the bowl القدح. فحمد الله تعالى وسمى وشرب الفضل رواه البخاري. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, what he did, listen for us also. First thing he did before drinking is he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah deserves praise for it. We have to appreciate it. He praised Allah. Next thing he did was سمى. He said Bismillah. The next thing he did was he drank whatever was left. So the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw to the needs of all his guests, everybody, even Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu serving, and then last he took it and he drank. This was from the beautiful akhlaq and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a very short hadith. And Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'ala rizqa ali Muhammadin quta, muttafaqun alayh. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua for his family, his own family. This is the dua he would make. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make their livelihood just enough for them. Make their livelihood just enough for them. Ahlul Lugha, qala Ahlul Lugha wal Ghareeb, ma'ana quta ay ma yasuddu ramak. The people of Lugha, they explain what is meant by this quta. Oh Allah, make my livelihood of my family quta, just sufficient for them. They explain that amount that is enough to keep a person alive, maya suddu ramak, enough to keep a person alive. Imagine for his own family, this is the dua that he made. Ulama explained, how my Ustad al-Mufti Hisabni says, that after years and years of consulting with people, I understand the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because nearly every wealthy person has got some problem. He doesn't have problem with his business, then he's got some problem with his in-laws, he's got some problem with his partners, some problem with the daughter-in-law, some problem with some child. So everyone has got some problem. So then I realized that this is the beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wealth, if it could have removed all the problems that a person had, then it would have been something good. But here where a person lives a simple life and is content with that simplicity, this is the best thing a person can have. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his dua for his family, his own family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their livelihood just enough for them. Just enough so they can come out, they're comfortable, they don't have extra to do anything wrong. Person has got extra money now, he must think, how must use it? Where can I go? What must I do with it? Now that puts him in another parishan. One other day, one person came to the office, he's telling me, well, very wealthy person, he says that I can't sleep for so many days. Can't sleep for so many days. What's worrying him is I'm frightened that my wealth, my children are going to fight after I pass away. So I'm worried about that fighting that they're going to happen with them, so I can't sleep. So wealth is such a thing, a person doesn't have it also, he's parishan. Then when he gets it also, now he's parishan what the people are going to do after him. So this can't be something that is going to take away the worries of every person. Person has got it and he uses it correctly and he's content and he fulfills the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very good. But a person has it and he does not utilize it in the correct way, then this is not something that is desirable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the correct understanding. As we know, tonight is a majlis of Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Patel sahab. All of us should try and attend and encourage others also to attend. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.